message, which is sad and painful, not, as I believe, to yourself, but to all of us who are your friends, and saddest of all to me. Socrates. What? Has the ship come from Delos, on the arrival of which I am to die? Crito. No, the ship has not actually arrived, but she will probably be here today, as persons who have come from Sunium tell me that they have left her there, and therefore tomorrow, Socrates, will be the last day of your life. Socrates. Very well, Crito. If such is the will of God, I am willing. But my belief is that there will be a delay of a day. Crito. Why do you think so? Socrates. I will tell you. I am to die on the day after the arrival of the ship. Crito. Yes, that is what the authorities say. Socrates. But I do not think that the ship will be here until tomorrow. This I infer from a vision which I had last night, or rather only just now, when you fortunately allowed me to sleep. Crito. And what was the nature of the vision? Socrates. There appeared to me the likeness of a woman, fair and comely, clothed in bright raiment, who called to me and said, O Socrates, the third day hence to fertile Thia shalt thou go. Crito. What a singular dream, Socrates. Socrates. There can be no doubt about the meaning, Crito, I think. Crito. Yes, the meaning is only too clear. But, oh, my beloved Socrates, let me entreat you once more to take my advice and escape. For if you die, I shall not only lose a friend who can never be replaced, but there is another evil. People who do not know you and me will believe that I might have saved you if I had been willing to give money, but that I did not care. Now, can there be a worse disgrace than this? That I should be thought to value money more than the life of a friend? For the many will not be persuaded that I wanted you to escape and that you refused. Socrates. But why, my dear Crito, should we care about the opinion of the many? Good men, and they are the only persons who are worth considering, will think of these things truly as they occurred. Crito. But you see, Socrates, that the opinion of the many must be regarded, for what is now happening shows that they can do the greatest evil to anyone.